Hello, we're speaking today with Dr. Sybil Sioka to discuss the topic of student financial aid in our current economic climate. Joining us in her capacity as the chairman of the PPS Foundation Trust, which recently released its 2021 annual report. It shows how steadfast the foundation has been in its mission to change the country's future for the better through education. She serves on a number of boards, including PPS, and one of which she's the chairman of the PPS Holding Trust. Sybil also has a role as a trustee of the PPS Retirement Annuity Fund. A very good morning to you, Sybil. Thanks so much indeed for joining us.
Good morning, Peter and the listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
Right. Now, PPS Foundation is a public benefit organization with a big focus on education. What is at the heart of the foundation's mission?
The foundation is all about South Africa's graduate professionals of the future. It was established 5 years ago primarily to improve access to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in short, the STEM fields. Foundation does this by empowering school leavers with necessary financial assistance, skills, competencies and knowledge to help them access tertiary education. We also help them to become successful in their careers through various initiatives such as financial literacy education and the Graduate Internship Development Program.
Now, PPS recently released its annual report. What would you say are some of the key highlights in that report for you?
Yes, we are very proud of what the foundation could achieve in 2021, considering the challenges that we're facing. I'm extremely proud that we could continue to support our students regardless of the challenging circumstances the students found themselves in. For example, we were able to fund 78 students over and above our student assistance and other programs. We funded the upgrading of the University of KwaZulu-Natal's optometry lab and installed an alarm system in the law faculty at the Stellenbosch University. And due to the foundation's agility, we were able to spring into action with the necessary financial aid during the riots in KwaZulu-Natal last year and also when the fire broke out in the University of Cape Town's library.
So this past year has seen external organizations partnering with PPS Foundation on a number of endeavors. And I just wonder, what is the biggest advantage for you in these kind of partnerships?
Well, at PPS, we believe that success is better shared. Yes, we partner with institutions such as the IKUSASA Student Financial Aid Program, Accredited Resource Consulting Services, the Thabo Mbeki African Leadership Institute, and the Golden Key International Honor Society. This partnering enables us to allocate more bursaries and expand the training and mentoring programs we make available to our future graduate professionals. But we could also, with the help of partners, support them in their personal lives. Everyone knows one cannot study on an empty stomach. That is where our partnership with Rise Against Hunger Africa provided invaluable food parcels to needy students, while Reality Wellness offers services to help our beneficiaries to remain mentally healthy.
So why is providing financial support to students an important element to building and strengthening our economy?
Well, research has shown that the higher the educational level, both secondary and tertiary, in a country, the higher the economic growth. I do not need to tell you that South Africa's economy needs all the help it can get to start growing sustainably. Supporting young people, and again, I do not need to tell you that many bright young people in our country simply cannot afford tertiary education. So supporting them is our way of helping to produce more graduate professionals who will hopefully make a huge contribution in future to help grow South Africa's economy.
What are some of the effects that the pandemic has had on the education sector as a whole? What have you seen?
Well, yes, one might think that education could continue during pandemic thanks to technology, but it's not as easy as that. Yes, technology allowed remote studying, but only to those who had the means to access it. We found many students simply did not have the tools to access remote schooling, nor were they able to adapt to this new world without noticeable support. The pandemic also put major financial pressure, not only on students, but also on donors.
And how has this impacted students' abilities to finance their studies?
Well, if I were to guess, many students' dreams probably got crushed due to the pandemic. We know many working adults lost their jobs. So if your parents lost their job and they were supporting you financially, then it's highly likely you had to stop your studies and start working to help keep food on the table. Many students might also have found that fewer bursaries were available. Even those with bursaries might have found themselves in very tight spots financially to suddenly fund access to digital learning. Just think of the cost of data in this country.
So what are some of the ways that the PPS Foundation is looking to assist students in completing their studies with financial peace of mind?
Yeah. Well, not only do we have 78 students studying with bursaries, thanks to the PPS Foundation and its partners, but we are also able to pay the historical debt that these students had. That means that they can really focus on their studies and not worry about how to pay, nor do they need to stress about the financial implication their studies could have had on their families. It is really peace of mind.
How has financial aid changed in what gets offered to students since the pandemic?
Peter, as I have said, during the pandemic, financial aid is so much more than just paying class fees. It is also about ensuring students are looked after physically and emotionally. For example, means and access to wellness services. It is also about educating students about their finances to ensure that once they walk off campus and enter the working world, they will know how to manage their money and build the lives they dreamed of.
I think you might have given us some clues already with my next question. How important is it to ensure a holistic approach when considering students' support, not just in terms of finances, but also student welfare?
Peter, that is one of the most important aspects of supporting students. It is about looking after their mental wellness, but also about preparing them for the big, scary world of work once they walk off campus. That is why initiatives such as the Graduate Internship Development Program offered by PPS are so important, as interns, these young professionals are given the opportunity to spread their wings for the first time.
A big part of the PPS Foundation's work is charitable fundraising and receiving donations from alumni. How important is it to continue this kind of work of assisting the education sector? And how can people get involved?
Thank you for asking that important question. As I have said before, at PPS, we believe success is better shared. And without the generous contributions of our donors, we would not be able to offer the level of support we do. And please, donating to our cause is not limited to alumni or PPS members. It is open to any individual or company who would like to support the future leaders of our country. Those who would like to donate can simply visit our website, ppsfoundation.pps.co.za, and click on the tab, Donate. And might I add, you instantaneously get your S18A certificate to deal with SARS.
Ah. Now, the PPS Foundation has shared that through strong partnerships with other organizations, its programs have reached and impacted more students and academic institutions. What does the power of partnership mean when it comes to assisting students with financial aid and other means to empower them?
Well, Peter, as I've mentioned before, by partnering with other institutions, we can offer so much more to students. We believe there are just so many opportunities for getting involved with this crucially important task of developing our doctors, advocates, lawyers, engineers, nurses, architects, and so many more graduate professionals of the future. Again, my heartfelt thanks to our partners who have supported us on this journey. I would also like to thank you for partnering with us by allowing me to share the wonderful story of the PPS Foundation.
All right, perhaps one final question, because we've been talking about students and packages, and I just wonder, in the time that you've been working, some stories, real stories about students and how their lives have changed. What have you seen? What kind of impact have you seen that this kind of work has had?
You know, there are two people that we have funded as the PPS Foundation, and it's twins from the Eastern Cape, from previously disadvantaged communities, and that's mostly the people that we fund. For them to qualify, both of them to qualify as doctors and wow, go back to their community is just so fulfilling. You know, it just makes one so excited to see that outcome. And we expect even more from many others that are to come.
And the wonderful thing is, I guess, IQ is equally distributed among society, but sadly, often circumstances prevent people fulfilling their potential. And this is where you come in, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, by the time we get students, they have already done 80% of what they need to succeed just by performing at school. Now, the little percentage that is left, which is funding, can just derail them for life. And that's where we come in.
And often when we see people succeed, I always think of this analogy where you throw a pebble into water and the waves, because then it is children, it is cousins, everybody benefits from that one person getting over the line.
Absolutely. And in fact, many of the students that we fund happen to be the first person in the family to even go to tertiary. So that is the starting of the pebble and the waves, that ripple effect that you get.
All right. I know you've done many things in your life, but I guess this is one that's close to your heart and really rewarding for you.
Absolutely. You know, they do say that as the older you get, the more satisfaction you get in giving. And our donors and our sponsor make it possible for us to give. So it is very, very satisfying.
Dr. Sioka, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so, so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right, that was a PPS Foundation podcast with Dr. Sibyl Sioka. I'm Peter Ndoro. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.